This month, a British-Iranian family is marking a grim anniversary, 3 years since their loved one was arrested and imprisoned in Iran. Nazanin Zahari Radcliffe was detained while on a trip to visit friends and family in Iran. Her family in the UK insists she is innocent and is being held as a bargaining chip. And as the world's Shirin Jafari reports, the Iranian government has done that in the past.
There is video footage of the moment Nazanin Zaghari Radcliffe was arrested. Iranian state media made it public. It shows Nazanin at the airport, about to board a flight back to the UK. She's in a long, dark jacket. A white scarf covers her hair. She's pushing a cart stacked with suitcases. Suddenly, a group of men approach her. "Are you Nazanin Zaghari?" one of them asks. "Yes," she responds. The man takes her passport. "I have a warrant for your arrest," he says. "Come with me." Nazanin looks terrified, confused. 3 years have passed since that moment. Three difficult years, says Nazanin's husband, Richard Radcliffe.
"You know, for a long time we thought it was a mistake. At the beginning, I'd kind of been able to go to work. Okay, I've been distracted. And then when, you know, we went public, I started to speak with other families. And then that's when I suddenly wasn't able to sleep at night, was just having all sorts of nightmares."
Radcliffe doesn't know why his wife was targeted. He says at the time she was working for Thomson Reuters Foundation, a charity wing of the news network. Iran, though, charged her with several crimes, including plotting to overthrow the government. In 2016, she was sentenced to 5 years in prison. She has appealed twice, failed both times. Radcliffe thinks his wife, a dual British-Iranian citizen, is being held as a bargaining chip.
"The judge in charge of parole told her, 'Listen, your case is completely made up.'"
For Hadi Qaemi, a human rights expert, this is a familiar scenario.
"Iran tends to arrest dual nationals for a variety of reasons. And among them, we have had cases where the purpose is to use them as pawns, literally hostages, for political, financial bargaining tools."
Nazanin may have been taken because of something that happened before she was born. In 1976, the Shah of Iran placed an order for 1,500 Chieftain tanks from the UK. Bad timing.
"Autumn 1978. Anti-Shah demonstrations had grown to such proportions that the Shah declared martial law in most of Iran's cities."
A year later, there was a revolution. The Shah was toppled. The British never delivered the tanks or returned the money. The same thing happened with weapons orders involving U.S. companies. The Americans froze Iranian assets and didn't deliver anything.
"And that's how you ended up with these sort of pots of cash that are Iranian money sitting in foreign countries' bank accounts."
Then, in 2015, Iran and the U.S. signed a historic nuclear deal. Author Laura Secor was researching the arrests of dual nationals around that time, and she noticed a spike in the number of Iranian Americans detained in Iran.
"Really, starting around the time that U.S. sanctions ramped up and it was clear that we were moving towards some kind of a negotiation, that U.S. prisoners, at least, and possibly British prisoners as well, start to be seen as leverage in a possible negotiation."
Among the prisoners, a Christian pastor, a former U.S. Marine, and Jason Rezaian, a Washington Post journalist. Hadi Qaemi of Center for Human Rights in Iran says as nuclear negotiations took shape, a plan for a prisoner swap began to emerge.
"These negotiations were concluded pretty much at the same time that the nuclear deal was signed. And actually, on the day that the nuclear deal came into effect, on the very same day, a plane left for Iran carrying hundreds of millions of dollars in cash. And the same plane brought out Jason Rezaian and several other Iranian-American prisoners."
Iran released 5 prisoners. The U.S. released 7 Iranians. It also returned $400 million of Iran's cash.
"Whenever the Iranian government is rewarded, it really worries me."
Mazyar Bahari is an Iranian-Canadian journalist who spent 4 months in Iran's Evin prison. He says the U.S. prisoner swap might have reinforced the idea for Iran that it could use dual nationals to get its assets back. and it seems like it has been trying to do that ever since.
It's like a father that is brutalizing its own child.
Bahori says, as far as he knows, his release wasn't part of any deal between the Canadian and Iranian governments. He's been following Nazanin Radcliffe's case closely and sympathizes with her family.
Because, you know, when you are a prisoner, you know where you are, you know how you are. The situation is more clear for you as a prisoner, but they are dealing with unknowns.
That's what Richard Radcliffe has been dealing with, unknowns. He's been campaigning nonstop for his wife's release. On the first anniversary of her arrest, Nazanin's family asked supporters a simple question. If they only had one day of freedom, what would they do?
People would say things like go to the beach or go to a forest or have an ice cream or, you know, something nice.
They put the same question to Nazanin and her fellow prisoners.
The prisoners, almost without exception, said, if I had one day of freedom, I would just want to watch my children asleep.
Nazanin shared multiple wishes. Among them was one addressed to her husband. I would love to marry you again, she wrote. The best thing that could ever happen to me. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.